From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Damage reports are growing from the big earthquake that has struck the U.S.-Mexico border region. The quake had a magnitude of 7.2. Here's more from Katie Orr of member station KPBS in San Diego.
A magnitude 7.2 earthquake struck in Baja California around 3:40 Sunday afternoon. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was centered about 19 miles southeast of the Mexican town of Mexicali. No major damage has been reported in San Diego, but that's not the case in the U.S. border town of Calexico, east of San Diego. Victor Carrillo is the city manager.
Downtown has been completely closed off, and Border Patrol is assisting the city police department and public safety, the fire department, and closing off downtown.
In San Diego, several water main breaks were reported and a downtown hotel was evacuated. This is the strongest quake to ever strike so close to San Diego. For NPR News, I'm Katie Orr in San Diego.
Susan Warmbier was at home in Chula Vista, California when the quake struck. She says she ran into the backyard with her husband and two children.
It was very quiet. No sound from the earthquake, but definitely visually frightening. We immediately just held each other. All of the dogs in the neighborhood were just barking crazy.
Warmbier says she could see her house moving slightly back and forth. At least one person is reported dead. Authorities across the border near Mexicali, Mexico, say a man died when his home collapsed. NASA is fueling Shuttle Discovery for a launch in the morning. Discovery is scheduled to blast off from the Kennedy Space Center about an hour before sunrise. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce has this preview.
Seven astronauts will be on board as Space Shuttle Discovery blasts off to the International Space Station. The shuttle will be delivering supplies and science equipment during a 13-day mission. After this flight, NASA has just three more missions left before the space shuttles will be retired for good. NASA Test Director Steve Payne says the few remaining flights are important for taking heavy things up to the station, but they're also personally meaningful for NASA's workers.
For us, since we only have a few left, we're savoring everything we have because these are very special to us. And as you know, the team out here really loves launching space shuttles.
So far, the weather is looking good for launch day. If all goes as planned, Discovery will take off on Monday at 6:21 a.m. Eastern in the early morning darkness. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
Stock markets in Asia are making modest gains in Monday trading following last week's jobs report in the U.S. The government said March saw the largest job gain in 3 years. Trading volume is light because many markets remain closed. You're listening to NPR News. Pope Benedict celebrated Easter Sunday Mass in St. Peter's Square. He did not mention the abuse scandal that's been rocking the Roman Catholic Church. But at the start of the service, the dean of the College of Cardinals said the Pope is holding up well against what he called a campaign of deceitful accusations. Cardinal Angelo Sedano said Benedict is the target of petty gossip. The latest problem facing the Vatican is the delay in defrocking a priest after he was found guilty of abusing young men. Michael Tito was found guilty by a church tribunal in the Diocese of Tucson in 1997, but was not defrocked until 2004. Here's NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty.
According to church documents, Michael Tita sexually abused several boys and young men when he was a priest in Tucson, Arizona. The Bishop of Tucson suspended Tita from ministry in 1990 and initiated a trial to remove him permanently. The trial was marked by delays, and more than once in the 1990s, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, the future pope, wrote the diocese for updates. Ratzinger headed the Vatican office that handled some abuse cases, and his office had ultimate authority to defrock Tita. After the church trial found Tita guilty of 5 counts of abuse and solicitation in 1997, the bishop shipped several volumes of testimony to the Vatican. It would take more than 7 years for Ratzinger's office to confirm the trial verdict and laicize Tita. Documents reviewed by NPR sources do not indicate why it took so long. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Oil prices in Asia have jumped. Oil is trading above $85 a barrel. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.